我们一起来读经。
Let's worship in scripture reading.
今天读经的经文在罗马书十二章四到八节。
Today's passage is in Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 8.
请大家翻到后听我读。
Please turn to your Bible and listen to my reading.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。下面是信息的时间。
Now is our message time.
今天为我们传讲信息的是保罗牧师。
It's a Pastor Paul.
2 weeks ago, I had a sermon about the DTR talk.
两个礼拜前我讲了这个 DTR 的一个信息。
For those of you who don't know what DTR stands for, it stands for define the relationship.
DTR, 如果你不知道它的意思，它的意思说为我们的关系做个定义。
We define the relationship that we as Christians should have with each other.
也就是我们弟兄姐妹之间我们该有怎样的关系。
But before we define the ideal relationship that we should have with each other,I think we should take a look at what the real or actual relationship that many of us might have with each other.
在我们看我们理想的弟兄姐妹之间关系之前，我们可以先来思想，对，实际上我们现在是有怎么样的关系。
So how would you define the relationship that you have with other Christians?
所以你会怎么定义跟你的关系跟其他弟兄姐妹呢？
Some of us would define our relationship that we have with other Christians as being fellow students.
也许有些人会说我们跟其他的基督徒就好像同学一样。
For the student, the most important thing about church is education.
对一个同学来说在教会里最重要的事情就是能够接受到教育。
He defines the success of his church experience as, did I learn anything new today?
所以教会是否成功，也就是说我能够从教会学到些什么事情。
Other Christians would define their relationship with their fellow Christians as fellow socialites.
其他可能你们觉得基督徒好像对你来说是一个同伴。
For the socialite, the most important thing about church is friendships.
对于同伴来说，那最重要的就是彼此之间的友谊。
She evaluates the success of her church experience by asking the question, "Were people friendly to me today?"
所以你对教会是否成功，你的最重要条件是说，今天人对我是不是很友，在教会的人对我是否很友善。
And yet, still other Christians would define their relationship with other Christians as being fellow spectators.
有些人对于教会的弟兄姐妹，你看起来像是同乐会友。
For the spectator, the most important thing about their church experience is entertainment.
对一个同乐会友来说，那在教会中最重要的就是娱乐。
And so he evaluates the success of his Christian experience or his church experience by asking, was it interesting today?
所以对教会是否成功，他所问的问题是今天的事情是否有趣的。
Now, there's really nothing wrong with wanting your church experience to be intellectually stimulating, friendly, and also that it's interesting.
对教会的活动，我们希望它是有学问、友善、有趣，这并没有什么错。
And we who are leaders at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church should do all that we can to make sure that we develop that kind of atmosphere at this church.
对于我们教会的领导者来说，我们应该在教会能够有一个学习友善并且有趣的一个气氛。
But when a Christian's experience of church is primarily focused on any of these things, there's something wrong.
但如果我们只是专注在这三方面的话，那就有些问题了。
When we relate to each other as fellow students or fellow socialites or fellow spectators, it means that we have the wrong mentality.
当我们想我们彼此只是同学、同伴或是同乐会友的话，那我们就有了一个错误的心态。
First of all, it develops a spectator or a victim mentality.
第一个我们可能有的是一个受害者的心态。
You see, the success of your church experience will then depend upon someone besides you.
所以教会是否成功是根据你旁边的人所决定的。
So if you really didn't learn anything in the sermon, or if the people weren't very friendly, or if you didn't like the songs of the worship team, then you can complain, the reason why I'm not growing spiritually is because I'm not getting anything out of church.
所以当你没有学到一些新东西，或是有人对你不友善，或是你不喜欢在崇拜中所唱的诗歌的时候，那你就开始抱怨说，我因为在属灵上没有成长，就是因为别人没有给我这个在教会里面没有人给我这些东西。
Which brings us to the second problem.
这带给我们第二个问题。
When our chief concern is to get something out of church, it's an indication that we have a consumer mentality instead of a community mentality.
当我们主要的关心是在说我们能够从教会得到什么，那我们就是一个消费者的心态，而不是一个参与者的心态。
It's an indication that we are more concerned about what the church can do for us.Rather than what we can do for the church.
我们所想的是教会能为我做什么，而不是我为教会能做什么。
It's an indication that we are more concerned about our own needs than we are about loving God and loving other Christians.
所以我们对于我们自己的需要有更多的关心，而不是能够来爱神，爱我们周遭的朋友。
So if we really shouldn't relate to each other as fellow students, fellow socialites, or fellow spectators,How should we, as Christians, at First Chinese Christian Church, relate to each other?
如果我们不是主要只是同学、同伴或是同乐会友，那我们在我们教会里面，我们应该怎么样的定义我们的关系呢？
2 weeks ago, we turned to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to define the relationship.
在两个礼拜以前，我们用以弗所书第二章十九节来说明这个关系。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul tells us what kind of relationship we should have by writing the following.
在这一段里面，使徒保罗用这一段这样的说明我们彼此之间的关系。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
In other words, we are all members of the same family.
也就是说我们都是那 家庭中的一个成员。
You see, since we all have the same Heavenly Father, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
因为我们有一个共同的天父，所以我们在基督里都是弟兄姐妹。
Since we are brothers and sisters, we have the responsibility to care for each other through thick and through thin.
所以在我们既是家中的一个成员，我们就有个责任，我们要彼此照顾，无论是在快乐或是痛苦的时候。
But in what ways should we care for each other?
但我们应该怎样的来彼此关心呢？
Last week I showed that according to the Bible, there are at least three different ways that a family member of the First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church should care for each other.
上个礼拜我讲了，我们有至少有三个方法可以我们在我们的教会中间来彼此关心。
First thing we should do is get involved in a small group where mutual love, accountability, and prayer takes place.
第一个是我们能够参与一个小组，让我们能够有实行彼此相爱，彼此的有责任，并且能够一起祷告。
See, the relationship that you would have with other Christians would remain rather shallow if your only experience with church is coming to worship services.
如果你主要只是在主日崇拜中间能够见到弟兄姐妹的话，那你们的关系可能很肤浅。
Secondly, we expect the family members of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church to protect the unity of our church by acting in love toward other Christians, by refusing to gossip, and by following the leaders.
我们期望我们在家中的成员在这个教会里面能够保守教会的合一，能够彼此相爱，不说谗言，也能够来服从我们的领导者。
And thirdly, we expect the family members of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church to loyally support the church family with faithful attendance, godly lifestyle, and sacrificial giving.
我们希望在我们教会中的成员能够忠实的聚会，有圣洁的生活，并且能够有牺牲的奉献。
So as Christians, one way that we should relate to each other is as members of the family of God.
所以我们能够彼此，我们之间的关系就是我们是在神家中的一员。
But in Romans 12 verses 4 and 5, the Apostle Paul tells us another way that we should relate to each other.
在罗马书十二章第四到五节，使徒保罗用另外一个方式来形容我们彼此之间的关系。
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
In other words, as Christians, we should not only relate to each other as members of the family of God, but we should also relate to each other as members of the body of Christ.
也就是说，我们在神家中，不只是我们是好像是家庭中的一个成员，并且我们应该彼此是在一个身体里面，互相来做肢体。
You see, just as each member of my body plays an important part to make me work correctly and properly. In the same way, each church member plays an important role for the church to function properly.
就好像我们身上的肢体使我们身体能够有个正常的功用，我们每个弟兄姐妹在教会里面也是一样，能够让每个弟兄姐妹都让教会能够有正常的功用。
But what's the difference between our responsibilities to each other as members of the family of God and our responsibilities to each other as members of the body of Christ.
所以在家中的一个成员还是一个身体中的一个肢体，这两方面有什么不同呢？
As members of the family of God, we are responsible to care for one another.
如果你是家中的一个成员，我们应该彼此的关心。
And as members of the body of Christ, we are responsible to serve one another.
作为基督身体的一部分，我们要彼此的服侍。
Family aspect, it just emphasizes the relational duties of being a member.
在这个家庭主内是个家庭，主要是形容我们在关系上面，我们能够怎么样彼此之间的关系是怎么样。
But the body aspect of being a member emphasizes the service duties towards one another.
这身体的比喻告诉我们说，我们如何能够彼此服侍，能够达成一个更。一个身体的功用。
Or for those of us who are acquainted with the story of Mary and Martha, the family aspect emphasizes more the Mary duties of being a member.
如果你熟悉呢玛利亚跟马大的这个故事的话，那在神家中的这个比喻呢，就好像是我们是在玛利亚的这部分。
Whereas the body aspect of being a member emphasizes the Martha duties of being a member.
而我们是基督身体的一部分呢，就好像马大来服侍的这个部分。
So as members of the body of Christ, what should we be able to expect from each other?
如果我们是基督身体的一部分，我们可以彼此有什么样的期望呢？
Well, according to the Bible, there are at least four ways that we should serve one another.
在圣经里面，我们至少可以看见有四种我们可以彼此服侍的方式。
The first can be seen in Romans chapter 12, verse 6.
第一个我们在罗马书12章第六节可以看到。
We have different gifts according to the grace given to us.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
As a member of the body of Christ, the first way that we can serve the church is by discovering and using our gifts and talents.
我们做基督身体的一部分，我们可以服侍的第一个方式是发现我们的恩赐跟天分。
I love the way that Eugene Peterson paraphrases Romans 12 verses 4 and 8 in his paraphrase, The Message.
我很喜欢有一位弟兄叫 Eugene Peterson, 他曾经用一个不同的方式来诠释罗马书十二章第四到八节。
Now, it's not a literal translation of this passage, but I believe that it accurately portrays the Apostle Paul's idea of how important it is to use our gifts and talents for the rest of the body of Christ.
这虽然不是一个逐字的翻译，但它更活生生的来表示了使徒保罗所想表达基督身体的意思。
We are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of his body, but as a chopped off finger or cut off toe, we wouldn't amount too much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all of these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body,Let's just go ahead and be what we were meant to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something that we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give,aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with a disadvantaged, don't let yourselves get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face.
在这边所说的，有一点点长 ，OK， 就是如果你是那在身体的一部分，那每个地方的每个部分都只是从我们身体中得到意义，而不是身体从肢体中得到意义。每一个肢体在是神的。基督里面做选民，我们每一个人能够在基督里面来寻找到意义。一个切掉的手指或脚趾，不会有什么功用。所以我们也刚在我们自己里面，在教会里面能够发现我们在教会中基督身体的功用。所以我们现在能够一起来看，不要有嫉妒，不要有骄傲，在对待弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也不要来模仿我们其实不是的人。如果我们讲到，我们要讲神的信息，我们如果要帮助，将只要帮助，不要去管辖。如果你教导，那你要自己也要能够身体力行。如果你能够要给鼓励的引导，要小心，你不要成为很像一个老板一样。你如果是在服侍，不要去操纵别人。如果你是要给帮助在受苦的人们，要将你的眼睛打开，切实看见他们的需要。如果你能够帮助那些有需要的人，不要让你自己变得很容易被搅扰，或是很容易悲伤，永远有一个微笑在你的脸上。
I like how Eugene Peterson wrote, "But as a chopped off finger, cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much."
我很喜欢这边所说，如果我们只是一个被切下来的手指或脚趾，我们就算不得什么。
And it's true.
实在是真的。
If we don't use our gifts and talents for the church community, we won't be able to accomplish much for the kingdom of God.
如果我们只是用我们自己的天分来在这个教会里面，那我们就不能够在神的国度里面完成什么。
But it's also true that if we don't use our gifts and talents for the Lord, it's not only us who suffer, it's the whole body of Christ that suffers.
但反过来说，如果我们不用我们的恩赐来服侍，那整个身体，整个基督的身体都会受苦。
A couple of years ago, one of my friends went on a Caribbean cruise.
在几年前，我有一个朋友，他去加勒比海的这个巡船。
When she was on deck, a violent storm came up, and so she decided to go inside.
当她在甲板上面的时候，有一个很强的暴风来，所以她决定要走回到船舱里面。
As she turned to close the door, a violent gust of wind came, and her hand got in there, and actually part of her finger fell off.
在他准备进去的时候，关门的时候，一个强风吹来，那个门把他的手指切掉了。
Now, can you imagine the pain that went through all her body?
你可以想象那个时候他有多痛吗
I mean, every time I think about it, just chills run up and down my spine.
我每当想到的时候，我从头到脚都一阵冰凉。
We usually don't think much about our fingers.
我很多时候我们觉得我们的手指好像并没有什么了不起。
But when they're gone,We suffer a lot.
但如果它掉下来的话，我们就会有非常大的痛苦。
In the same way, you may not think You have very important gifts or talents, but when you don't use them, our whole church community suffers.
照样来说，你可能在不觉得你有什么很特别的恩赐，但如果你不使用它们，整个教会都会受苦。
So the reason why our church is not reaching its full potential is because some of us aren't using our spiritual gifts to their full potential.
所以我们教会没有在属灵上能够达到它完全的这个能力的原因，就是因为我们有些人没有用我们的恩赐完全的恩赐来服侍这个教会。
At First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we expect every Christian to find a ministry to get involved in.
在我们教会里面，我们期盼每个弟兄姐妹都能够在某一项服事上面能够来参与。
So are you a spectator or are you a servant?
所以你是个观众还是你是一个同工呢？
Are you serving in our church or are you just watching?
你是在服事这个教会还是你在观看这个教会？
I would say that within our church, we have a higher percentage of people who are involved in ministry than most churches.
我可以说，我们的教会比许多教会来说，已经有比较高的比例是弟兄姐妹来服事的。
But we need to ask ourselves, even if we are already involved in a ministry, are we involved in the ministry where we can use our spiritual gifts to their full potential?
但我们需要问的问题是，如果我们现在已经在某一个服事上面，我们是否有用我们属灵的恩赐来在一个服事上面用到我们最大的可能？
If you're not fully using your gifts and talents, you may need to move into another ministry, or you may need to merely take more initiative in the ministry that you're already involved in.
如果你现在的服事没有让你的恩赐能够有最大的发挥，那肯定需要换一个服事，或是在你现在的服事上面有些新的方向。
And if our church does not presently have a ministry that you can use your gifts and talents in, perhaps God wants you to start a new ministry within our church.
如果教会没有使用到你在属灵上的恩赐，那可能神要在我们教会开始一项新的事工。
If you feel like you need help in discovering about how you can use your spiritual gifts for their full potential, I encourage you to talk to either Pastor Shu or to me.
如果你觉得你要不知道如何能够完全发挥你属灵的恩赐，那请你跟徐牧师或是跟我来谈一谈。
Well, the second way that we can serve as a member of the body of Christ can be found in Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24.
第二个我们可以彼此服侍在基督身体里面彼此服侍的方式可以在路加福音14章15到24节里面所找到。
This passage, Luke tells, writes that Jesus tells a parable about a man who had a party and he wanted to invite all his friends to come.
在这段里面耶稣讲了一个比喻是有一个主人他希望邀请很多人来参加他的宴席。
But his friends made a lot of excuses for not coming.
但他的朋友却找出各种借口，异口同声地说他们不要来参加这个宴席。
Man wanted to make sure that there was as many people at that party as possible. And so he says to his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full.
但这个主人希望有尽可能有最多的人来到他的宴席，所以他就对他的仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”
In the same way, the Lord is preparing for us a party.
同样的，主也在我们中间预备这样的宴席。
That's a party that we will fully experience once we're in heaven.
这是在我们回到天家的时候，我们可以完全经历的这样的宴席。
It's also a party that we as Christians can experience whenever we're together, and the Lord is our special guest.
这个宴席也是我们现在我们有弟兄姐妹在一起，那主是我们特别的客人的时候，我们也可以来经历的。
In other words, our church should be a party.
也就是说，我们这个教会就像这个圣经上所说的宴席一样。
We should be rejoicing in the generosity and goodness of God.
我们应该在这个宴席中间来称赞神对我们的信实的广大，并且他对我们丰富的供应。
The Lord wants as many people as possible to come to this party.
神实在希望有最多的人能够来到这个宴席。
But many people make excuses for not coming.
但很多人都用借口所以不来。
So God is telling us as his servants, if you invited some people to come and they've rejected you, then find some other people to invite.
所以神告诉他的仆人说，如果你邀请人而他们拒绝来，那去找其他的人来参与这样的宴席。
So the second way that we can serve as members of the body of Christ is to invite the unchurched to God's party.
所以第二个我们可以在基督身体里面服事的方式，就是能够来邀请那些不来教会的朋友们能够来参与这样的宴席。
I believe that each of us should have about 3 to 5people in our mind that we really want to get involved in church.
我想我们每个人可能都有3到5个朋友是本来不来教会的，但我们可以来邀请他们到来参加这个神的宴席。
So, in other words, here at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we expect that every Christian will be doing their best to encourage non-Christians to become part of our church by becoming Christians and then become one of the members of the family here.
也就是说在我们教会里面，我们期盼每一个基督徒都能够来鼓励其他的不是基督徒的来参与我们教会，能够成为基督徒，成为教会中的一部分。
So who have you been inviting to God's party?
所以你曾经邀请过谁来参加这上帝的宴席呢？
Perhaps you say, oh, I don't even have any non-Christian friends.
你可能说我从来没有不是基督徒的朋友。
Oh, then it's time to make some non-Christian friends.
所以那可能现在就是你该去交一些不是基督徒朋友的时间了。
Are you willing to make this commitment as a member of the body of Christ?
当你是在基督身体的一部分，你愿意来立下这样的心志吗？
Third way that we can serve as members of the body of Christ can be found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
第三个我们可以在基督身体服事的方式，可以在希伯来书第13:2所找到。
Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers.For by this some have entertained angels without knowing it.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉的就接待了天使。
As a member of the body of Christ, the third thing that we should do to serve others is to warmly welcome those who visit our church.
在我们教会是你们是在做基督身体的一部分，我们期盼每个人都能够热心的来欢迎那些来访问我们教会的人。
According to this passage, God might actually send an angel incognito as a newcomer to our church.
所以根据这段圣经，神可能有让一个化妆的天使到我们中间，看我们怎么样对待我们教会中新来的人。
That way, God can see how good of a job we are doing with our hospitality.
所以神可以看见我们是否在款待客旅上面能够有尽我们的责任。
God wants to make sure that we're treating every newcomer and trying to make them feel at home at this church.
神要我们能够确定每一个教会的新朋友都能够来到我们家中都能够觉得像在家里面一样。
I'd like to make a few suggestions about how our church can excel in welcoming newcomers.
我希望给大家一些建议，我们可以如何的能够来在欢迎新朋友上面，我们能够做得更好。
First, after the worship service, greet newcomers first before you greet your friends.
在每一堂崇拜之后，先去欢迎那些新的朋友，而不是先去跟你认识的朋友讲话。
At my last church, one of the people invited one of his friends to a worship service.
在我去的前一个教会，我们曾经有一个会友，他邀请一个朋友来参加崇拜。
And after the worship service, this guy's friend just stood around and waited for somebody to greet him.
在崇拜之后，那个人站在那边，希望有人能跟他来说一些话。
But nobody came to greet him.
但没有人去跟他说话。
And so after a few minutes, the friend just got fed up with that church and he left.
在几分钟以后，他对这个教会感到很厌烦，所以他就离开了。
He thought the people in our church were very unfriendly.
他以为我们教会是很不友善的。
Now I'm sure that nobody in our church intentionally ignored this man.
我很确知我们教会其实并不是故意的要来忽视这个新朋友。
In fact, I had intended to go and greet him, but I was busy talking to other newcomers.
虽然我是很想去来跟他说话，但我那个时候正好去跟其他一些新来的人说话了。
But you know, if at least one person had gone over and greeted that man, there's the possibility that that man would have still be attending that worship service.
如果我们其中当中有其他的人能够去跟这个访客能够说一些话，可能他很可能他还会继续留在教会里面，以后来参加崇拜。
Another way that we can excel in welcoming newcomers is to spend time with them.
另外一个欢迎新朋友的方法就是能够跟他们花些时间。
Invite them to eat lunch with you and your friends downstairs.
邀请他们到楼下吃午餐，介绍你的朋友给他认识。
Just maybe even invite them over for a meal and for the Sunday dinner, or join your small group, or do something with your friends during the week.
或是邀请他能够跟你一起用晚餐，或是来参加你们的小组，或是在下个礼拜能够找一些事情一起做。
And yet another way to excel in welcoming newcomers is to continue to befriend them even after they are no longer newcomers.
另外一个欢迎新朋友的好方式就是我们能够持续的做他们的朋友，虽然他们已经不是第一次来了。
This is saying that most people are not looking for a friendly church.
很多人说他们并不在找一个很友善的教会。
Instead, they're looking for a church of friends.
而是他们在找一个有朋友的教会。
In other words, a first impression won't do any good if we neglect them the second, third, or fourth time that they come.
也就是说我们第一次虽然欢迎他，但是我们第二次、第三次、第四次他们来的时候却没有来关心他们是没有用的。
We should keep an eye out for people who are more on the fringe to make sure that they are not sitting alone during worship service or during the lunch break.
我们应该注意我们中间比较新来的人他们是否在午餐的时候或在聚会的时候都是一个人坐。
And if they are, go and sit with them or invite them to join you and your friends.
如果他们是的话，那请邀请他们来跟你坐在一起，也介绍你的朋友跟他们认识。
Fourth way that we can serve as a member of the body of Christ can be found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
第四个我们可以成为基督身体一部分是在以弗所书第三章十六节。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里力量刚强起来。
According to this passage, the Apostle Paul prayed for the spiritual growth of the Ephesian church.
根据这一段经文，使徒保罗在为以弗所教会灵命的成长在祷告。
As members of the body of Christ, we should follow Apostle Paul's example by praying for the growth of our church.
作为基督肢体的一部分，我们应该像保罗一样，能够为教会的成长来祷告。
I hope that the attendance in both of our congregation grows.Because I want more non-Christians to become Christians.
我希望我们教会两个崇拜的会众能够继续的增长，因为我希望更多不是基督徒的人能够成为基督徒。
But not only should we pray that our church grows wider through evangelism.
但我们不只应该来为教会能够变胖，除了用通过福音的方式能够变得更大。
But we should also pray that it grows higher through worship.
而且我们能够在崇拜中能够来长高
closer through accountability
我们能够彼此更多的能够有来承担责任
deeper into God's word
对神的话语能够更深入
stronger through service
我们彼此服侍能够成为更强壮
Samuel Chadwick once said the one concern of the devil is to keep the saints from praying he fears nothing from prayerless studies prayerless work prayerless religionHe laughs at our toil. He mocks at our wisdom. But he trembles when we pray.
在 Samuel Chadwick 曾经这样说，他说魔鬼他最怕的事情就是圣徒在祷告。他不怕那些没有祷告的读经，没有祷告的工作，没有祷告的宗教。他在我们努力的时候，他可以来嘲笑我们。他对我们的智慧他没有任何的影响。但当我们祷告的时候魔鬼会战斗。
And yet, how much time do we actually spend praying for our church?
但我们花多少时间来为我们的教会祷告呢？
We tend to think that prayer is for the little old ladies who can do nothing else.
也许我们想说祷告只不过那些小老太太们来可以做的事情。
And I thank God for the little old ladies who do pray for our church.
我为神如果有这样子小老太太来为我们教会祷告，我也为此来感谢神。
But prayer is not a minor element to the success of the church.
但祷告并不是教会成功的一个次要的一个元素。
Prayer may actually be the most important factor in determining whether this church will grow or not.
祷告是教会是否能够成长的最重要因素。
As E.M. Bounds wrote, prayer is not preparation for the battle, prayer is the battle.
在 Bounds 他曾经说过，祷告不是在为征战准备，它是征战的本身。
So how important is prayer for you?
所以对你来说祷告有多么重要呢？
There are several opportunities to pray with our brothers and sisters from our church.
你可能有一些机会能够跟我们教会中的弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
So how often do you join them in prayer?
所以你们多少时间能够彼此一起祷告呢？
But the prayer that we pray with our brothers and sisters should only be the tip of the iceberg.
但我们与弟兄姐妹一起的祷告应该只是像冰山上的一角。
The majority of the prayer that we have for the church should actually take place when we are in our home.
在我们主要为教会祷告的时间应该是我们自己个人的祷告。
First at the Kachinese Christian Church, we expect the members of the body of Christ to pray regularly for the growth of our church.
作为我们教会基督之身体的一部分，我们期盼每一个人能够为教会的成长来祷告。
That's why every week, prayer requests for our church are emailed to our members.
所以我们每个礼拜都送给弟兄姐妹代祷事项。
You'd like to be put on this email list, or if you'd like to join a group to pray for our church, I encourage you to talk to Pastor Hsu or to me.
如果你希望能够来为教会代祷，或是能够参加一个这样子的一起的祷告会，那你可以跟徐牧师或来谈。
So remember my friend who lost her finger on the cruise ship.
所以你记得这个我的朋友他这个失去了一个手指吗？
Fortunately, there happened to be a surgeon on the ship.Who was able to sew her finger back on, and now her finger works fine.
很幸运的，在那个船上有一个医生，他把那个指头缝回去了，所以他现在手还没有事情。
But imagine if that finger said, "I don't want to be part of the body."
如果你可以想象说那个手指说我不要成为这身体的一部分。
I can function on my own.
我自己活得好好的。
Two bad things would have happened.
那有两件坏的事情可能发生。
The finger would have become worthless.
这个手指会变成没有任何的功用。
And her body wouldn't have been able to function as well.
而身体它的功用也会有缺乏。
In the same way, if you decide that you don't need to be part of the body of Christ, you won't be able to function your purpose on life here very well. And secondly, our church won't be able to function as well.As we would if you were functioning as you should.
照样来说，如果我们说我们在是基督身体的一部分，但我们却不要在我们的恩赐上面有充分的发挥，那不止你个人会受苦，那整个教会的功用也会有损失。
So act like a member of the body of Christ.
就让我们能够像一个基督身体中肢体的一部分。
Discover your gifts and talents and use them.To serve other people in our church.
我们能够发现我们在属灵上的恩赐，也能够运用在教会的服事上面。
Invite unchurched people to attend our church activities.
能够邀请那些平常不来教会的朋友们来参加我们教会的活动。
Warmly welcome newcomers.
我们能够来很热心的欢迎那些新到我们中间的朋友。
And pray for the growth of our church.
为教会的成长祷告。
So that's it for our DTR talk.
所以这是我们这一次的 DTR 的讲道。
The relationship that Christians from First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church have with each other has been defined.
所以我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此的关系已经有一个很好的定义。
We are members of the family of God, and so we need to care for each other.
我们是神家中的一个成员，所以我们需要彼此的关心。
And we are members of the body of Christ, and so we need to serve each other.
我们是那基督身体的一部分，所以我们需要彼此服侍。
We are in that relationship, whether we like it or not.
我们已经在这样的关系里面，不管你喜欢或不喜欢。
So the question is now, Are you just going to be in that relationship, or are you actually going to be committed to that relationship?
所以所重要的问题是，你是只是要在这个关系当中间，还是你要投入在这个关系里面？
At First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, we take membership seriously.
在我们教会里面，我们对于我们的会员有一个很认真的看法。
Though we expect all Christians to act like members of the family of God and members of the body of Christ, we particularly expect people who officially have become members to act like members of the family of God and members of the body of Christ.
所以我们期望所有的基督徒都能够像在神家中或是基督身体一部分，但是我们特别的希望我们中间的会员更能够有行动，能够是在神的家中，在神的肢体的一部分。
Some of you have already been acting like a member, even though you've never officially become a member.
也许很多人你们已经有行动像一个教会的会员，但你们还不是正式的这个会员。
If so, I recommend that you talk to either Pastor Shu or to our chairman of the deacon board, Joseph Chang, or to me about how you can become a member.Of this church.
那我就建议你跟徐牧师或是我们教会长执会的主席Joseph 或是我能够来谈你怎么样能够成为这教会的会员。
It's a way to support our church and to let everybody else in this church know that you believe what's happening in this church.
让每一个你周围的人都知道你关心在这个教会所发生的事情。
And it's a way that you can say officially, I want youTo hold me accountable, to act like a member of the body of Christ, and I want you to hold me accountable to act like a member of the family of God.
也就是你可以向众人说，我愿意有这样的责任，我是神家中的一员，也是基督身体的一部分。
Some of you may actually already be official members, but you're not really acting like members.
也许有些人你们已经虽然是个正式的会员，但你的行动却不像是一个会员。
For example, maybe you're not involved in a small group.
举例来说，你可能没有参与任何的小组。
Maybe you're not sacrificially giving to our church.
或是你没有牺牲的奉献。
Or maybe you're not involved in the church.
或是你没有对教会有参与。
If so, I'd like to challenge you to commit your life to behave like a member of God's family and also as a member of the body of Christ.
如果是这样，那我要向你提出个挑战，让你能够有行动，能够真实的成为这家中的一员，成为肢体中的一部分。
Perhaps you're not a Christian here today, and this message really hasn't been targeted towards you.
如果你在我们中间你还不是基督徒，也许今天的信息对你来说好像并不是有直接的关系。
I'd like to just challenge you to consider becoming part of the body of Christ and a member of the family of God.
我能够向你挑战说，希望你愿意能够成为那神家中的一部分，成为基督身体的一部分。
For those of you who are lonely, becoming part of the family of God, it means that you not only get God as your father, but also the people in this church as your brothers and sisters in Christ.
对我们当中感到孤单的人，当你成为基督徒，你不只是成为有天父是你的父亲，并且在教会中的弟兄姐妹也成为你生活中实际的家庭的成员。
Those of you who feel like there's not much meaning or purpose to life, becoming a member of the body of Christ means that you actually have the opportunity to do something that is going to have eternal significance.
对你，如果在你的生命中你觉得没有意义的这些人们，但你成为基督身体的一部分，能够对你的永恒能够有一个很好的定义。
You can become a member of the family of God and a member of the body of Christ by putting your faith in Jesus.
你能够成为神家中的一员，成为基督身体的一部分，如果你能够将你的信心放在耶稣身上。
Means that you tell God that you're sorry for.The wrong things that you've done and thought and said.
你对神说你所犯的过错，你的罪，你愿意来承认。
It means that you tell God that you believe that Jesus Christ died to take the punishment of those wrong things.
你对神说你相信基督在十字架上所受的刑罚，代替了我们罪的结果。
And that you tell God that you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave to give you eternal life.
你告诉神说你相信基督从死里复活来承担我们给我们新的生命。
That you want God to come into your life so that you can become part of the body of Christ and part of the family of God.
你告诉神说你愿意神的生命成为你的生命，所以你成为神家中的一员，并成为基督身体的一部分。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you that we as humans don't have to try to survive on our own.
父神，我们向你献上感谢，因为我们每个个人，我们不用只是自己单打独斗。
Lord, we thank you that instead you have provided the church for us to be a part of a community.